Finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi, Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Hey, and we are going to pick it up from the very. Today's daf is daf Kuf Dalid, and we are going to pick it up from the very, very bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. What the Gemara had been saying until this point is the question of, in a Sefer Torah, if you're supposed to write a Mem Sofis, or an endomem, depending on what community you grew up in, but a mem sophis, and you ended up writing a regular mem, or the other way around, you were supposed to write a regular mem, and you wrote a mem sophis. So the Gemara said that from our Mishnah, it sounds like it makes no difference, even if you wrote Shem Mishimon, or Shem Mishmuel, which means you wrote the wrong letter, not the wrong letter, you were intending to write Shimon, and you wrote Shin Mem, so that's your chayav, because that's considered a legit word. But it's only a legit word if you wrote a mem sophis, but you didn't write a mem sophis. So the Gemara says, oh, you see from here that if you're supposed to write a mem sophis and you wrote a non-mem sophis, so it's a good writing in Sefer Torah. But then the Gemara presented a long brisa that disagreed with that, said it's not true. So the Gemara answered, you're right. Hu d'amar ki hai tana. This is in fact a machlokas tanaim. Now the proof that the Gemara brought that writing a mem sophis in place of a regular mem, writing a regular mem in place of a mem sophis works, comes from the opposite case, writing a mem sophis in place of a regular mem. Namely, that in the Torah reading about on Sukkos, so in the second day there's an extra mem, and the sixth day there's an extra yud, and the seventh day there's an extra mem. There's a mem sophis, yud mem sophis, we read it as mayim. Even though it's mem sophis, yud mem sophis, we read it as mayim. So you see from there that writing a mem sophis in place of a regular mem works. So the Gemara says, just like writing a mem sophis instead of a regular mem works, so too writing a regular mem instead of a mem sophis, according to this opinion, works. It's a dispute. Oh, so that's exactly the line we're up to. So take a look at me, dummy. We're right now on the very bottom line of Kuf Gimel Beis. So says the Gemara, how could you compare writing a mem sophis instead of a mem, as opposed to writing a regular mem instead of a mem sophis? It's not the same thing, the Gemara says. Me, dummy. How could you compare these two? Pasuach vaso sasum. If you were supposed to write a regular mem, but you wrote a mem sophis, according to this opinion, iluye kamalile, you're actually elevating the kedusha of this letter, because mem sophis has a higher level of a kedusha than a regular mem. Why? What does that mean? Damarav chista mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayomdin. We have a tradition that in the luchos, at this point, the Gemara thinks it means you only had mem sophises. All the mems in the luchos were only mem sophis. How do I know that? Because we have a tradition that the mem and the samech and the luchos stood miraculously. Why is that? The Gemara is going to explain in a moment. You could read the luchos on both sides. So the mem, the round mem, was a hole straight through, which means that the rock, the stone in the middle of the mem, the middle piece, which is the inside of the mem, was just standing there in suspended animation, not connected to anything. It was just a little stone in the middle over there, in the middle of the mem, the piece in the middle of the mem. So you see from this that for sure there was a mem sophis in the luchos, and the Gemara is now assuming that every mem in the luchos was a mem sophis. So when you take a regular mem and make it into a mem sophis in the Sefer Torah, that's for sure kosher, because that's the way it used to always be, the Gemara says. Those were the real mems. Ella sasam aso pasuch gurui kamen garile. However, if it was supposed to be a mem sophis and you wrote it as a regular mem, so you're lowering its status in Kedusha. Mem nun sadi pei chaf. At this point, the Gemara thinks that it's, and this whole Gemara actually, the whole Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara thinks mansabach means originally it was really only the mem sophis and the nun sophis and the tzadi sophis and the pei sophis, etc. Later on, later generations, the Nevi'im, for some reason, instituted that these letters, Mem Nun Sadi Pei Chaf, not only should they have a sophist, they should have a different formulation in the middle of the word. You and I always thought it was the other way around, that it was originally the regular letter, and later on, because why do we think that? Because how many times do we learn Shabbos Kuf Dalet? Usually when we learn the sugya, it's Megillah Daf Gimel. Oh, the sugya in Megillah Daf Gimel. There, it's clear, Mansapach means that the Nevi'im came and instituted the later, the Mem Sophis and the Nun Sophis. That's what's confusing. Here the Gemara says, Mansabach means the later Nevi'im instituted the earlier, the regular letter Mem Nun Sadi. Very, very strange that the Gemara seems to say two different things. It seems to be a dispute among the sugyas. Anyway, but at the our Gemara says that, so that was a later takana, so taking a Mem Sofis and making it into a regular Mem, like when you write Shem Mishimon or Shem Mishmuel, that should not be good. You're lowering its level, says the Gemara. V'tizbara. V'hoksev. How can you tell me that the Nevi'im were mechadish it later? V'hoksev. Ela mitzvah sheno nevi rashi chadish tover miyata. The Nevi'im are not allowed to add on to the Torah. They're not allowed to add on to the Torah. So how could they have changed how you write the Mem Nun Sadi Peichof in the Sefer Torah? Ela meheve havoi. Must be that in the original Luchos, you already had both. You had the Mem Sofis and the regular Mem in the original Luchos. Meidel ha'aviyadin, hei b'em tzateva v'hei b'sof teva. But people didn't know which should be in the middle of the word and which should be the end of the word. V'asud sofim v'takninu. And the Nevi'im came and they established that. Says Gemara, that's still the Nevi'im being mechadish. V'akati ela mitzvos shenav v'yashir chash dov v'miyata. That's still a chiddush. Ela shechachom v'chazu v'yistam. No, there was a regular Mem and an ender Mem. The regular Mem and the Mem Sofis were all around at the time of the Torah. They were both in the Luchos. But over time, Klal Yisrael forgot which one was the regular Mem, which was the ender Mem. And the Nevi'im came later on and reinstituted it. But at any rate, so the Gemara concludes and says, yes. So if there was both a regular Mem and an ender Mem in the Luchos, so there's no difference taking a Mem Sofis and making it into a regular Mem or regular Mem into a Mem Sofis. This opinion holds that it was in fact permissible. So that's Machlokas HaTanayim, whether or not taking a regular Mem and making it into a Mem Sofis, or taking a Mem Sofis and making it into a regular Mem, does that work or not? Machlokas HaTanayim. And our Mishnah, Shem Yishmuel, holds that it works. Gufa. Let's go back to what we were talking about before. Amar Rav Chista, Mem V'samach Shabaluchos B'nei Sayu Omrim. V'amar Rav Chista, K'sav Shabaluchos Nigrim B'fnim Nigrim B'chutz. You could read the Ksav and the Luchos. It went all the way through. The chiseling of the letters of the Luchos went all the way through the stone. So you could read it frontwards on one side and backwards on the other side. Kigon, Nevuv, Buban, Rahav, Bahar, Saru, Varas. So basically the same letters appeared on the other side, but backwards. Now the entire rest of this Amud, is a fascinating discussion. There's some nice Musar ideas here. Basically, this entire Amud is a discussion of the fact, this entire Amud are drushas that little kids in the Beis Medrash, little kids were learning in the Beis Medrash, these little kids came up with these amazing drushas just from the order of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Out of nowhere. Amalei Rabban Le Rabbi Shub and Levi, Asu Dardu Kehidin Le Beis Medrash, these little children came into the Beis Medrash, Va'amri Mile, they said these brilliant drushes, Da'afil Mimi Yoshua Bin Nun Lo'in Rekabasayu. These little kids came to Beis Medrash and said these beautiful drushes that we haven't even heard, such amazing drushes that they wouldn't even say such a thing. They didn't even have such brilliance and such beauty in the times of Yeshua Bin Nun. What were the drushes? Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. Aleph Beis stands for, you think you know something already, you got to keep learning. Even if you have Bina already, Aleph, you got to keep learning more and more. Ain't no such thing as you know everything. Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim. Gimel Dalet means always do Gimelos Chasadim to poor people. My time, shoot the carry the Gimel Gare Dalet. Why is the bottom foot of the Gimel pointing towards the Dalet? Shekein Daka Shel Gomel Chasadim Loretz Achar Dalet. Because real Gomel Chesed, he runs after poor people to give them money. My time of pshuta carry the dalad gabi gimel. Why is the leg of the dalad pointed slightly backwards towards the gimel? There's a machlokas whether this is in fact true. The limtze le nafshe, that the ani, the poor person, should present himself to the wealthy person. He shouldn't run away to make it hard to give him tzedakah. My time of mahadar api the dalad mi gimel. And why is the dalad facing away from the gimel? Delitin le bitzina, that the person giving tzedakah should try to give it in private. He shouldn't see who the face is. Kihechid de la lichsif mine, so that the person shouldn't be embarrassed. The Rambam writes the highest level of tzedakah is where the person who you're giving the tzedakah to doesn't know it's coming from you. He doesn't know who it's coming from. So that's gemol dal, that's why the dalet is facing away from the gimel, that you shouldn't see who it is. Hey vav, zeshmo shal kodesh baruchu, zayin ches tes yud chof lamid.
Ve'imata osekein, if you learn Torah and you do chesed, you take care of your benam l'makom and your benam l'chavero, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zano scha, you'll have food, v'chano scha, you'll have grace, u'meitiv l'cha, you'll have goodness, v'nosin l'cha yerusha, you'll get a good inheritance, v'kosha l'cha keser l'olam haba, keser l'olam haba, chaf lamed, and he will tie a crown onto you in the next world. Mem psucha, mem stuma, mamar pasuch, mamar sasim. If people need you to say Torah, you should say, but if there's somebody who knows better than you, it's better to close your mouth. Kfufa, nun kfufa, nun pshuta. Why is there a bent nun and a straight nun? The end of nun? Neman kafuf, neman pashut. A person who's a trustworthy servant of Hashem and he's bent over, he's humble in this world, he's going to be big, strong, tall, and straight in the next one. That's why a nun is bent, but an end of nun is tall and straight. Neman kafuf, neman pashut. Samach ayin, smoch aniyim. Support poor people. Lishnach rina, simanim ase batoira. Ukneoscha. Samach ayin, simanim ase. If you want to remember Torah, you got to have tricks to figure out how mnemonic devices, things to remember Torah. There's a guy from the Daf Yomi, there's a guy who has these interesting stories that he tells, like a small story, how to remember every daf. Rabbi Storch, my good friend Rabbi Storch, is very into this. So they remember every daf. So this Gemara, it's a Gemara in Erevin. He's paraphrasing a Gemara in Erevin. Coming attractions, right? Erevin's coming up soon. There's a Gemara in Erevin. Ein HaTorah Niknes Ela B'Simanim. Erevin Nundal Namabez. Ein HaTorah Niknes Ela B'Simanim. Like Rabbi Natan Farber's style of daf. So many different ways of trying to remember stuff. Honestly, I can't remember anything. Pei Kfufa Pei Pshuta. If you have a rounded pei and a long pei, Pei Pasuach Pei Sasim. Sometimes you should open your mouth, but if somebody else knows how to say better than you, you should close your mouth. Tzadik Kfufa Tzadik Pshuta. Tzadik Kofuf. If Tzadik is bent and humble in this world, Tzadik Pasha, it'll be straw will be big and strong in the next world. Says the Gemara, isn't that the same thing we said by Nun, Hainu, Neman, Kav, Neman, Pashut? Hoysif l'cha kasu kfifa kfifa. So when it comes to humility, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Ma'od, ma'od. So says the Sfasemis in explaining this Gemara. Ma'od, ma'od have a shval ruach. When it comes to humility, you got to be very much. And hoysif l'cha kasu kfifa kfifa. So mikan shenitna Torah b'minod rosh. And from here we learn that the Torah was given with extreme humility. Be'ema b'yira b'resiz v'zeh. I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person. Last week's parsha, a daf yomi coincidence, so says the Sfas Emes, that the Torah was given by Ha'ish Moshe Anov Ma'od. We just had him Ba'aloscha. Because humility is the yisod of all of Torah. That's the way a person is supposed to be. That's the only way to acquire Torah. That's why it says Be'ema b'yira b'resiz. Kuf Kadosh, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reish Rasha. Why is the resh facing away from the kuf? I can't look at the rasha, so the resh's face is away. Apparently, when you make a kuf, there's a tiny little zayin on the top of the kuf that faces the resh forwards. If the rasha does tshuva, ani koshelo keser kamosi. I will give him a crown like my crown. My time to carry the kuf. Teluya. Why is the leg of the kuf suspended in midair? To give like a passage between the resh of the kuf and the kuf of the kuf. The opening to give the guy to do tshuva. De'ihadar be'eliyayel. If he does tshuva, Hashem says, I'm willing to accept the rasha. V'leil bahach. Why does he need a hole in the bottom? There's a hole on the top. A person who wants to be a Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him. But if he wants to come back and do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help him. So not only is there one entrance to the kuf on top, there's an extra entrance to the kuf on the bottom. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I open up all kinds of pathways for the Russia to come back. However he wants to come back, that's there's a lot of ways to come back, a lot of different ways to do tshuva. Rav Yaakov Emden on this Gemara says, this is a reference to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Hashem says to Yeravim ben Nevat, do tshuva and me and you will walk together in Gan Eden with David HaMelech. Yeah, then he's Yeravim ben Nevat says, well, who's going to be in front, me or David HaMelech? And Hashem says, David's going to be in front. He said, well, if that's true, I'm not interested. Unbelievable Gemara. Anyway, Shin Sheker, Tuf Emes. My time is Shekem and Karben Milei. Emes Merachem Milei. Why is Sheker Kufrei Shin? The letters are right next to each other. And Emes, the letters are far away from each other. Because Sheker you could find all over the place. Shikra Shriach, Kushta Lo Shriach. To find someone who tells the truth, that's very hard. But Sheker is all over the place. Well, my time is Shikra Chadakara. Koi, why does Shin Kufreish all stand on one point? But Emes, Malbein Libune, but Aleph Mem Tuf, those letters have two legs or one big fat leg like in the Mem. Kushta Koi, Shikra Lo Koi. Because the Shin and the Kuf and the Resh, all that it all teeters and wobbles and totters because Sheker doesn't stand. It doesn't have the strength to stand. But Emes, person who says the Emes all the time, that lasts. Emes lasts all the time. And therefore, Emes is on a firm base. All three letters, Aleph, Mem, Tuf, all have a very firm base. Now the Gemara is going to darshin the letters at different intervals. Atbash, right? The famous Atbash Gardak. Aleph Tuf, Beis Shin, Kof Resh, Gimel Resh. Atbash. What did these kids darshan? Osi Tov. Someone who hates me, Hashem says, Asavalo, you think I'm going to want to have a relationship with him? Bash. Bilo Chashak, he doesn't want to be together with me. Shmi Yochel Olav. You think my name is going to dwell on him? Gar. Gufo. Time Arachim Olav. He's metame, defiled his body. Am I going to have mercy from him? Dak, dalsosi, noal. He locked the door on me. Kind of lo agade. Am I not going to cut him down? Ad kan midas rishoyim, avam midas sadikim. Ad bash, imata bosh. If you're embarrassed to sin, gar dak, you will live with me up in Shemayim. Imata osakein gur bedok. You'll dwell with me in the highest heavens. Hatz vaf. If you separate yourself, you will be separated from my anger. Zachas tan, and the einatam is dazeh min asatan. You have nothing to worry about from the satan. Yam kal, Omer sashel gehenim lekadosh baruch hu ribono shlom layom kol. I want everybody to be chucked into gehenim. Now, Omer kadosh baruch hu. Achas b'tagif. Now that's every seven letters. Aleph to Ches is seven letters. Ches to Samech is seven letters. B'tagif. Ani chas aleihem ipdei shabatu b'gif. I'm going to save the Jewish people from Gehenna because they refuse to engage in immoral actions. Dechatz. Dakim heim. Kenim heim. Tzadikim heim. They are pure. They are truthful. They are righteous. Halak. Ein lecha chelek b'hem. You have no chelik in the Jewish people, he says to the satan. Umarzan shas, Amar Gehenel lefanov, Ribono shel Olam, Mare zenine, Mizara shel Shes. I want all the people of Adam Arishan, all the children of Adam Arishan, I need them in Gehenem. Amar lo, Hashem says to him, Al bum. No, you will not have a chelik in the Jewish people. Gandas, because they're going to go to the Gan of the Hadas, namely Gan Eden. Lehechen olichin legan Hadas, Gan Eden. Ha vaf, Omer Gehenim of Nekodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. Oyef Anochi, I'm hungry. I need people in my Gehenim. Hashem says to him, Zatz Chak, Halalu Zaro Shel Yitzchak, and therefore I'm not giving them to you. Tar Yash Kas, Tor Yeshli Kisus Kisus Shel Ovdu Kachom Sheni Nosen Lach. If you wait, hang on. I'll give you a lot of non-Jews, but the Jewish people are not going to end up in Gehenim, long term. Okay, these were the drushes that the little babies, the little children, darshan in Beis Medrash. Unbelievable Musar ideas about supporting the poor and learning Torah and the power of tshuva. all these very, very important ideals. Okay, now back to our show. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, back to the laws of Ksiva. The laws of Ksiva. Let's take it away. Hakosev Shtei Osios Behelim Echad Chayev. Person who writes two letters in one forgetting is Chayev. Kosav Bidio Bisam Bisirka Bakum is the Kankantam. If you write with black ink, yellow, green ink or yellow ink, Sikra is red ink, Komos is sap from a tree, Kankantum is the shoemaker's black shoe polish. Uvachal davashu, roshem, anything that lasts, that's the key point in writing, it has to last. Al shnei kosle zavios, if you write two letters on two corners in a room so you could read them together, al shnei levache pinkas, on two sides of a paper, no, not two sides of the paper, on two opposite pages in the storekeeper's pad, Vehein nehegin zem zeh, you could bring them together and read them together, chayev. Hakosev al basaro, if you write on your flesh, chayev. So the Mefarshim point out here, but isn't it going to evaporate? The Rambam says even if it's going to evaporate over time, but the reason why the writing evaporates is not because of the writing. The writing itself on your skin is very strong, but the heat of the flesh and the perspiration from the flesh is what causes it to evaporate, to erase, so it's like somebody erased it afterwards. It's not considered to be a problem. So writes the Rambam. Hamisarid al-Basar, if you make an incision, you make letters like a tattoo or an incision in your body and write on your body. And that way, Rabbi Elezer, Mechayev, Chatas v'Chom Pochim. Rabbi Elezer says it is considered normal. The Chacham say it's ridiculous to write on your body. It's not normal, so you're not Chayev. Kosav b'mashkin b'mei peiros b'avak jerachim b'avak sofrim. If you write with liquids, or fruit juice, or sand, or the dust of the scribes, uvachol davishenu miskayim, anything that's not going to last, you are putter. It's not going to last, even though it's putter. The Rokeach writes it's Pater Avalasir, so says the Ritva. Some say it's Mutter. The Ritva, in the name of the Ra'ah, says it's Mutter, but I think we're Machmer for this. That's why some people, they won't, you're not allowed to cut into a birthday cake that has writing on it, even though it wasn't made to last, the writing. Or you're not allowed to, let's say, fog up the windows and write something, even though it's not going to last, but there's still an Issa D'Rabbanon, Pater Avalasir, according to some Rishonim. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. Even though it's not miskayim, it's still asur midrabbanan. La'achar yada, let's say you write with the back of your hand, baraglo, you write with your toes, befiv, you write with your mouth, a pen in your mouth, marpeko, you put your pen in your shoulder or on your underarm. Kosavos achas samach l'ksav, if you write one letter near other letters that were already written, so you're completing a word. Ksav agave ksav, you write a writing on top of a writing. Niskav in lichtov ches, because of shnei zainin, Achas bar, if you intended to write a ches, but you ended up not writing the top, so you wrote two zayins. Os achas baaretz v'achas bakora, one letter on the ground and one letter in the roof. Kosav al shnei kosle abayis, on two walls of the house. Al shnei dape pinkas, or on two boards of the storekeeper that cannot be brought together. All these cases you are exempt. It's a shinoi or ksav agabe ksav, you didn't do anything. If you can't bring the two letters together, it's pater. Kosav osachas no trikon, if you write one letter as a symbol of a long word, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser mechayev v'chacham im potrin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser says you're chayev because the intention is to write a whole word. Chacham say, at the end of the day, you only wrote one letter, even though it symbolizes a whole word. Nevertheless, you are exempt. Says the Gemara, Dio in Aramaic is diosa, black ink. Sam is sama, a type of yellow ink or green ink. Sikra is a red ink. Amarabba Ramachana, Sikra Soshima. Komos, sap, is koma in Aramaic. Kankantom, Amarabba Barachana, Amar Shmuel, Charta Doshkafi, the black of a shoemaker. Of the black of a shoemaker that he uses to blacken to the shoes. uvachal davashu roshim, anything that makes a mark, lasu yamad, let's see how the Tanya Rabbi Chananya, kosvo b'mei tarya, with a certain type of juice, ve'afza, or gulnut juice, kosher, because it lasts. That's the key point. Tanya Rabbi Chia, kosvo b'eiver, with lead, v'shachor, v'shichor, or with a coal, or with the black of a shoemaker, kosher, because it's going to last. Hamisarid al basaro, person who scratches a letter into his flesh. Tani, I'm going to Rabbi Lezer l'chacham v'alo ben sitada hotzi kshafim b'mitzrayim b'svita shal basaro. This dude named Ben Sitada smuggled magical spells out of Egypt by carving them into his flesh. Amrlo shota hayir. The guy was an idiot. Vein mevin raya min ashotim. I'm not going to bring a raya that's considered to be good ksiva from this idiot who brought out this who brought out these things on his flesh. We're not going to bring a proof from the shotim. Not going to bring a proof from the shotim. Okay. Kosav osacha samach l'ksav. If you wrote one letter next to a pre-existing word and finished the word, it's putter. Mantana, who's the author of this opinion? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, delok Rabbi Lezer, is against Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, ha'amar, achas al ha'orik chayev. If you added one stitch to a weave, you're chayev. So too, if you added one letter to a word, you should be chayev also. So this is against that opinion. Ksav al gabe ksav. If you wrote a word on top of another word, so you really didn't accomplish anything. You had writing there, now you wrote on top of it, you're putter. Mantana, who's the author of this? I'm Rabbi Chista, delo ka Rabbi Yehuda. This is against Rabbi Yehuda, because we've seen elsewhere, the Rabbi Yehuda says, if you do ksav al gabi ksav, gemar in gittin, ksav al gabi ksav, you are chayv. What's the case? Let's pay careful attention to this case. Our mission just says, any kind of ksav agabe ksav is putter. Now, our mission just seems to say menastam. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi writes menastam ksav agabe ksav. But we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's one specific kind of case that ksav agabe ksav is kosher and is significant. And Rav Chista therefore says that our mission, which says every ksav agabe ksav is putter, is going against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda did find one ksav agabe ksav which would be significant. What's that? Desanya, we learned in a brisa. It's quoted in Maseches Gittin. Hareisha Yitzar Chlichtov Es Hashem. So a sofer is writing a sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah, and he's supposed to write the Shem Hashem. Now there's a halacha when you write the Shem Hashem, it's not enough just to have kavana for ksiva sefer Torah. You have to have kavana to sanctify the Azkaros with the kedusha of the Shem Hashem. A machlokas haposkim. Do you have to say it, or is it enough to think it? But either way, you have to have special kavana for the Shem Hashem. So what'd you do? Now, you didn't realize you were writing the name of Hashem. You thought you were writing Yehuda, not the name of Hashem. But luckily you forgot the Dalad. You ended up writing Yud Kei Vav Kei, even though you intended Yehuda. The same halacha would be even if you didn't intend Yud, even if you intended Yud Kei Vav Kei, but you just didn't have Kavana. But it tells you a Chiddush that even if you intended to write Yehuda, still, this is going to work. V'tav lohitabel Dalad. You didn't make the Dalad, so you wrote Hashem's name, which is what you were supposed to write, but you wrote it without the Kavana for Hashem's name. Maver alav kol musa makacho to Rabbi Yehuda. Just write Yud Kei Vav Kei Vayter on top of it again and have the right Kavana. So you see, Ksav agabe Ksav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, would work. V'chachamim omrim, ein Hashem min amuvchar. And the Chachamim say, no, such a shame is not min amuvchar, such a writing. Now, it's interesting, ein Hashem min amuvchar sounds like it's not the best. But the Rishonim say it doesn't mean it over here. It means it's not good at all. It's not kosher sefer Torah. It's not kosher writing at all. If you write it over on the same place, and the second time over you have kavanah l'shem Hashem, at the end of the day you had the yud kevav kev there already, so you didn't accomplish anything. So therefore you're not yotze. Now the Rishonim point out of Tosus in Amar Rav Chista here. This long Tosus points out that Rav Chista in our Gemara. Rav Chista and our Gemara, as I said before, is understanding that our Mishnah is against Chachamim. But if you look at Maseches Gittin on Daf Chaf, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov has a different understanding of the dispute between Yehuda and Chachamim. And that it's only in this case that the Chachamim say it's not a good writing. Again, 1 second. Right. Tosus writes. Right. Tosus writes like this. In a case where the second writing accomplishes nothing, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. The only reason Rabbi Yehuda over here says you're allowed to pull the shtick with the second writing, that's because your second writing accomplished something that the first writing didn't accomplish. The first writing was lo lishma. Now you're writing a second time again lishma, so the second writing is accomplishing something. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it works. Ksav agav ksav works. Chachamim say, in such a case, it doesn't work. But Rabbi Yehuda says, it does. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Mishnah. If you just wrote a second writing on top of a first writing and you accomplished nothing with it, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you're not chayav on Shabbos. So why is the Gemara saying that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda only said as halacha where you're accomplishing something. But if you're not accomplishing something, so why does the Gemara say the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosas explains that the simple mashmos of the Mishnah is that ksav al gabe ksav is never, you're always putter, even if you are accomplishing something. So that's against Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, over there in Gittin, he disagrees with Rav Chista. And he says, the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda in a case where you accomplish something. It's considered to be Ksiva and Yechayev. So according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you're going to have to say that our Mishnah is just talking about a case where the second Ksiva accomplishes nothing. But if the second Ksiva accomplishes writing Lishma, then both Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chachamim would agree that it works. So that's the Tosus discusses here. How do you put together this sugya with the sugya in Git? Fine. Tana. Kosavos achas vishlima l'sefer. Let's say you wrote one letter. And with that one letter, you completed a whole sefer of Tanakh. Orag chodechad vishlima l'beged. Or you tie the last one string on the garment. You weave the last string. Chayev. You're chayev. So the Meiri writes, the chayev is only mitzad kosev and oreg, but not maka bepatish. However, the achronim, the minchas chinuch, the eitz chayim, the tal oros, they say, no, not only are you chayev for writing in such a case, because it's a chash of a writing, it's a chash of a weaving, you're also chayev for maka bepatish. I was wondering about that. So that's a dispute. The Meiri says no makah b'patish. Question is why? Why is there no makah b'patish? What? Because, so I think the answer is, if I remember correctly, why is there no makah b'patish? Imamish wrote the last letter. So apparently, makah, I think we said this before once actually also, that makah b'patish, according to the Meiri at least, right, the Minchas Chinuch disagrees. But according to the Meiri, Makeh B'Patish is only when you're not being chayv any other malacha, by its very definition. Makeh B'Patish is only once it's basically fundamentally finished, it's usable the way it is, you're just doing something a little bit extra. But here, where the book is not finished, it wasn't finished. So the last letter, since you're chayv kosev, for the last letter, say you're not chayv Makeh B'Patish. I'm pretty sure that the Meiri understands that Makeh B'Patish is only in a scenario where you're not violating anything else. If you're violating any other malacha, then there's never going to be Makeh B'Patish. Or alternatively, only with something that's already fundamentally finished, it's just missing like an extra special knetch. It's fundamentally usable the way it is, but it's the little extra special knetch. But the other Achonim say no. Write the last letter of a book. Yechayev two things. Yechayev for Kosev and Yechayev for Makeh B'Patish, both. Man Tana, who's the author of this opinion that writing one letter could be mechav you if it's the last letter of the book? Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Rabbi Elazar, Amar Achas Al Arg Chayev. The one last stitch of the beged you chayev. So too, one last letter of the book. Rav Ashi, Amar Fil Tem Rabbanon, Lahashlam Shani. Even the Rabbanon who argue over there, they agree that the last letter or the last thing is chayev because you're completing it. So then you're chayiv even though there is no shir. Amar Rabbi Ami, kazavos achas b'tveri of achas b'tzipori chayiv. If you wrote one letter in Tveri and one letter in Tzipori, you're chayiv. Ksivai, says Gemara, elam achusa kreva, just you got to bring them together. Didn't we learn one wall of the house and the other opposite walls? Potter's, how can you tell me two different towns is okay? No, it means you wrote it in two different towns on a sheet of paper. So it's theoretically possible to bring those two sheets of paper together. But two walls of the house, it's impossible to bring together. Says the Gemara, Hasa mechusa maisa de kreva. Hacha lo mechusa maisa de kreva. By the walls, it's impossible to bring them together. By the two pieces of paper, one in Sipori and one in Tveria, you could theoretically bring the pages together, and therefore you are a chayev. Tana, we learned in a brisa. Hiniach os achas chayev. I'm sorry, Higia. If you corrected one letter in the Sefer Torah, you're chayev. Ask the Gemara, hashtag kasav osachas potter. If you write one letter, you're potter. Higia osachas chayev. So if you just correct one, you're chayev. So one answer is, what do you mean you wrote one letter? You removed the top of the ches and made it into two zayin. So you really wrote two letters. Rav Amar no, kigon shenatlo l'taga shel dalid va'aso reish. Rava says you removed the extra piece of the dalid that sticks out on the right side and you made it into a reish. Because so why are you chayiv? Because by making this one little change, you made the whole Sefer Torah from a puzzle of Sefer Torah into a kasher of Sefer Torah. So since you accomplished so much with that one little thing, you are chayiv. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, same bad time, same bad channel, 7:30. Everyone should have a great day. Parsha Shir tomorrow morning at 8:15, right after Daf Yomi.